welcome to Ball Boy podcast number 7, which is, I guess, the eve of Valentine's Day podcast. Whether that has any relevance to what happens and what's said and what's sung, I have no idea. It's maybe just I'm not sure what the right phrase was for it, but a historical note that this is the moment and this is when it's been recorded. So welcome anyway. I have with me tonight not a beer, but some red wine, which was very kindly donated by Ball Boys Nick and Alexa when they came around on Saturday night. And like, you know, all the best guests, they brought more drink than they drank and they went away and left it. And like all good hosts, I should of course return it to them at some future point, but needs must, and I'm going to drink it. So here's to you, and cheers. I have a soft spot for red wine ever since we were on tour with Ball Boy, and we were halfway through the tour and I completely lost my voice. And then we had a big show in London at what used to be Camden Lock, I think, and it was then called Lock 13, I don't know, but all the tickets were sold, all the people were coming, you know, everyone had, you know, brushed their hair and ironed their jeans, and it looked like we weren't going to be able to play. And so we're in the hotel room beforehand and we're trying to decide if we could play and how it could be done, and we're just coming up with all these different remedies for sore throats, you know, honey, lemon, you know, throat sprays. Never ever take a throat spray if you're going to go and sing, by the way, because it just completely numbs your throat and you have no idea what your throat is doing. And apparently red wine suggested Nick, so we just ended up, I think, not cured but hammered. And really one of my favourite shows ever. I mean, I'm not sure about the quality control of it, but it was just a great feeling to actually achieve and do the show and such a nice kind of crowd of people to play for. Although I was a bit miffed going to the pub afterwards when somebody stopped me in the street and said they couldn't notice any difference with my voice, which I think that was it wasn't so much a damning with faint praise as sharpening faint praise into a skewer and sticking it right in your heart. But anyway, you know, I coped. I can cope. I got a text message from a friend of mine this week, which kind of made some kind of jokey comment about my singing. And then she texted again to say, you know, I was only kidding. And it reminded me of a review that Ball Boy got for one of their albums in an American paper or website or something. And the entire review just consisted of the phrase, "Skinny Weed drones on about his miserable life," which I should maybe put that at the front part of the podcast. Skinny Weed moans on about his miserable life. Yeah, it's a good name for an album. Anyway, the other thing we did on, you know, Saturday night was we spent a night getting drunk, me and Nick and Alexa, and watching A Knight's Tale on the telly. This is the kind of things we, as a rock and roll band, get up to on a Saturday night. And we spent the whole time debating who was hottest out of the guys in the movie. And it was who were they? There was three of them. There was Heath Ledger, Rufus Sewell, and Paul Bettany, who was Alexa's personal favourite and choice, I have to say. But I think that's just because you see his bum twice in the film and he runs about naked. But we should maybe run an online poll of, you know, who we think is the least skanky or the nicest. So yeah, you can email in your thoughts on that. Who is the nicest in A Knight's Tale? But really, if you want to get the full effect, you have to get pretty drunk first. So yeah, that's what we do when we're not making music. I'm going to start with, you know, the bit of the podcast that causes me the most stress and worry is playing the acoustic version of an already recorded Ball Boy song. Sometimes I get myself so wound up about that. I never know which one to pick. I never know how to do it. So I got myself so tied knots tonight that I thought, well, bugger it, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do two new songs instead. So forgive me. This one has a title that will almost certainly change, but for the moment it's called Cicely Shouts It Through the Decades. It's about a lady spy in the 40s and after, and her granddaughter years later, kind of discovering her life through her diaries. So it's so new that I'm going to do a little bit of shuffling of notes, which involves a little bit of moving of wine. I'm sorry about the banging as well. I'm having real problems with this mic stand, and I've got this great thing which is like an acoustic surround that goes around the mic and makes it work really well. But what it also does, it has this kind of spar that sticks out that clatters against your acoustic guitar, which is really annoying. But hopefully I've sorted it now. Anyway, this for the moment is called Cicely Shouts It Through the Decades. Sunday morning in the heart of the city, it's the nights that where you are, said Cicely as she colluded at the bus stop with the captain and the rest of the men. She colluded at the bus stop, said it didn't feel that dangerous then. Monday morning in a strange bed in this town, wake up slowly, take a long look around, get dressed quickly, trying hard not to wake him, leave in silence cause it's better that way. And then hey, it's not as though you wanted to, but hey, we all do what we need to get through. Hey, it's not as though you wanted to, but you did it just for something to do. Cicely walks the streets of post-war Berlin. She likes the fashions and the breeze from the spree. She knows it's all or nothing, no turning back now. But hey, she didn't like her old life anyway. And I know it's not as though she meant it, but she likes it now, it's all come to pass. No, it's not as though she meant it, but she knows that she can't change her past. And now you spend the day with this old diary that charts the hopes and dreams and fears of Cicely as she colluded at the bus stop, started something that she couldn't contain. She colluded at the bus stop, didn't know her life would never be the same. And hey, you said you wouldn't read it, you're not sure she'd have wanted you to, but hey, it's too late to unread it. Maybe she just put it all down for you. And hey, it's not as though you meant to, but we all do what we need to get through. And hey, it's not as though you wanted to, but maybe this is what she wanted for you. So that is Sicily Shouts It Through the Decades. Hopefully there weren't too many bumps and scrapes appearing on that. Having sung a song, I'm going to take a well-earned pause and have some wine and see what's next on the podcast agenda. And what's next on the agenda is emails. I'm not sure red wine is good for your throat. It seems to kind of go straight to the back of it and clog it up. If there's any doctors or throat technicians, throatarians out there listening, email in with some kind of proper advice on whether red wine is good for your throat or whether Nick was just trying to get me drunk and take advantage of me. I've had some fabulous emails since the last show, some of which I'm not going to read out, but I'm going to start on my continuing theme of podcast fans with brilliant names. On the subject of my kind of vague ramble about England and what I like about it and the fact of this sense of people just doing things just because, which I'd fully acknowledge happens in every country. A man called, if you can believe this, Ben Studd, which when he orders things from the Bobo shop comes out as Stud Ben, which is even better. But Ben Studd, wow. He sent an email about a man called, I don't know if I pronounce this right, Simon Rodia, who I think was Italian, who spent like, I think about 33 years building towers out of steel and debris that had washed up on the shore. I don't know if there's 33 years on a particular tower, because I haven't fully read the link that he sent me for Wikipedia, so... Ben, I'm sorry, I will do more research next time. But if you want to look up Simon Rodia on Wikipedia and see these amazing towers that he built just for the hell of it and then just left them to, I don't know if he left them to deteriorate or if he demolished them, but it's maybe like that kind of primitive, you know, three-year-old instinct where you build a big tower out of Lego or something and then just smash it to bits. That was maybe just me at special school. But anyway, I got another email from RJ in New York, who said he won't win any prizes for best name, but you know, RJ from New York, I've kind of souped it up a wee bit for you, RJ, just to kind of give it something there. And speaking from my position of, you know, name glamour poverty, then you know, RJ from New York beats Gordon from Leith. So anyway, this came via the MySpace site, and he was asking about what my favourite Galaxy 500 song to cover would be, which my favorite Galaxy 500 song ever is Snowstorm from On Fire, and I've just this week discovered there's loads and loads of Galaxy 500 videos on YouTube, so I've been in my element this week just looking them up. To answer RG, the song Tell Me, which I did cover on The Sash My Father Wore, which I'm really pleased with, not really for my contribution, I have to say, I like what I did, and thought it was fine, but, you know, Mr. Pete Harvey on the cello in that song just makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand up every single time, and he is a cello genius, and so it's good, because I get to listen to the song, and then I kind of finish singing, and there's this whole cello bit that I can just sit back and listen to, which is great, and there you go, that's the one I did cover. Snowstorm's my favourite, but, you know, you just... It's like picking one of your children, RG. How can you do that, you know? You pick the one that's most like Snowstorm, I guess. Anyway, a really unusual and kind of thrilling email from a lovely woman called Robin, again via MySpace, I think, who on the last show I was talking about a guy called Sam, whose email name was V Device, and how he wrote this rock opera based on the life of Isaac Babel. And he had that brilliant PS about his dad singing the part of Stalin. Well, I got an email from MySpace from Robin, who many years ago knew Sam, and he had given her, she was coming to Scotland, and he'd given her a song by Ball Boy to listen to. And as it happened, the tsunami happened, and she put her money for the trip into the tsunami fund, which is another kind of, it's a brilliant, generous, spirited thing to do. So she never made it to Scotland, but she's here now. She's in Edinburgh as of this moment, and she's kind of lost touch with Sam, but she emailed me to say she'd been listening to the podcast and heard his name, and it was him that gave her the song that got her into the band that meant she was listening to the podcast way, you know, years down the line. So there you go, the Ball Boy podcast, bringing people together. It's like, you know, Friends Reunited is so like old hat now, so just watch the space for the kind of multi-million pound .com offer for the Ball Boy podcast coming our way. or something. And now for something completely different. This is a song by a band called The Wave Pictures, who have, they sent me, they did a cover of a Ball Boy song, which is up on our website, and then they offered to send me some of their songs, and they did, and I loved every single one of them. Brilliant, brilliant songs. I'm not sure how to describe them other than to just play them and let you hear it, but the song you're about to hear has one of my favourite all-time lyrics, which is in the chorus, and it says, in fact, maybe I should play the song and then, yeah, not spoil their surprise. So this is The Wave Pictures with Strange Fruit for David.
Hello.
Alexa.
I was a young man, starving and drinking, and trying to become a writer. And I remember that apartment that smelled of mice and dust, and the old woman with the pretty legs, all the kisses that I lost to your neck. I am a tennis player, playing on both sides of the net. A sculpture is a sculpture, marmalade is marmalade, and the sculpture of marmalade is a sculpture, but it isn't marmalade. She said, with you inside me comes the knowledge of my death, but I still had some oranges left underneath the bed.
That was The Wave Pictures with Strange Fruit for David. And the line, which you probably could have picked out, I guess, is the line in the chorus that says, you know, a sculpture is a sculpture, marmalade is marmalade. But a sculpture of marmalade is a sculpture, but it isn't marmalade. It's just like, wow, what a great line. But then it goes into that really the next bit, which is just so sad. It's like a really, really painfully sad line that follows it, and then the kind of the detachment of having the origin. I don't know. I have no idea what the song is about, other than what I think it's about, and it's that detachment of someone really being in love with someone else, and someone else just, yeah, you know, doesn't really mean that much to them. And so I don't know. I don't know if that's what it's about. So maybe they can answer for me. But yeah, brilliant, brilliant stuff. On the subject of YouTube, there are some Ball Boy things up on YouTube now. I don't know if I've mentioned these before, but Gary has finished the video of The Ghost of New Orleans, which is a result, given that the song came out 2 years ago. But, you know, well done, Gary. So, and it's great. I really like the video. So it's up on YouTube. I've also put up, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to, but I've done it, and if they ask me to take it down, I will. The BBC in Scotland had a programme called The Music Show, and they did a video of I Don't Have Time to Stand Here With You Fighting About the Size of My Dick, although they called it I Don't Have the Time. I don't know if that was because they didn't have the space to write, or they weren't allowed to put the word dick up on the screen, but I've kind of sorted that with some iMovie trickery. You can go and look at it, just look up, you know, Ball Boy Band Edinburgh, and it'll come up, and you can see me doing my kind of gangster acting bit, which was, the whole thing was scripted by BBC Scotland, and what they wanted was me to come through and then do all these bits. And you'll see in the video towards the end there's a card game, and it's like a girl who plays a kind of gangster's mall kind of sitting in on it. And Nick and Alexa turned up, and because they had nothing to do all day until the filming of the band bit, they just got really, really hammered. And Nick got in a real strop about the fact that it was this girl in the video and not Alexa. And he was reminding me of this on Saturday, where he pitched up and he was kind of, you know, drunk and belligerent with me. And he's going, I mean, Alexa's much prettier than that girl. And I said, yeah, I know. And he said, yeah. Alexa's much prettier than that girl. I was like, yeah, no. Yeah, well, uh-huh, yeah. It's one of those arguments that, you know, the other person's actually agreeing with you, but you just have to get your drunken anger out somehow. So anyway, you can watch it, and we can all agree that Alexa's prettier than the girl in the video. And while you're on YouTube, actually, you may or may not, all the stuff I record, all the podcasts and things here are done on Apple Mac computers, which I love to bits in the whole PC Mac debate. However, I just absolutely cannot stand the new Apple Mac ads with a guy going, you know, I'm a Mac, I'm a PC. It's just dreadful. It's patronising. It's stupid. It's, most of it's untrue, and it's just not funny. So there, if you look up, it's like something like Apple Mac or Mac ad parody. There's loads, but there's one particularly good one where I don't know who they are, if they're famous Americans or just guys, where the guy says, you know, hello, I'm a Mac, what kind of computer are you? And the other guy just says, I ain't no fucking computer. and it just goes on from there, and I just thought it was incredibly funny given how much I hate the original ads. So if you get a chance, and you know, you've got nothing better to do with your life, like work or eat, or you know, go out in the fresh air, then you could have a look at that. So that's almost the end of the podcast. I'm going to play a final song, which is another new song, which is it's called It Didn't Look So Far on the Guide to the Shortwave Radio. And it's maybe an appropriate kind of Valentine's Eve song about, you know, lost loves, hopeful loves, current loves, secret loves. It's kind of, yeah. I've just wrapped it all into one, anyway, for me anyway, and this is it. I could talk to you for hours at any time of day, yet the talking never makes the sweet ache go away. It's the years that hold us up and the miles I have to go. Didn't look so far on the guide to the shortwave radio. So kiss me in the night, dismantle my whole life, trade private kisses in a public place with a secret smile upon our face. Come kiss me in the night, take tender liberties. I love you for the flaws and the inconsistencies, and someone else might come to make you cry and laugh. The world will stumble on with me and my wounded heart. I miss you when I sleep, I miss you when I sing. A fool it was who said that true love conquers everything. So kiss me in the night, one kiss for my whole life. Unfurl your fingers from the sheets, I'll stroke your hair to help you sleep. A lost and broken voice will crackle through the night, bring comfort on the waves to the pirates and the stowaways. And the years that hold us back and the miles we'll never know didn't look so far on the guide to the shortwave radio. It didn't look so far, it didn't look so far, it didn't look so far, my love, on the guide to the shortwave radio, love. So that's It Didn't Look So Far on the Guide to the Shortwave Radio. Yeah, and that's me signing off on Valentine's Eve 2007. I hope that it treats you well, whether it's, you know, lost loves, secret loves, current loves, new loves, self-love. Hey, yeah. Yeah, we're not promoting any lifestyles here, though, so, you know. Yeah, if you want to get in touch about the podcast or about anything band-related, it's... GordonBallBoy@mac.com, or you can contact, you know, the MySpace page, which is myspace.com/BallBoyMusic, or BallBoyMusic.com. We are infinitely reachable. Thank you very, very much for listening. It's been a pleasure as always, and I'll speak to you again. Good night.